What's good, everyone? Happy Friday. Diego Two Times here, back with episode 4. Joe, tell them what's up.
What's up, y'all? It's Joe Vanello here. You know, it's a new episode, new bangers, new heat. Stay tuned.
You already know. All right, check out this list. All right, so for this week's list, at the top of the list, we got Ray Shrummerd. Just came out with Shrimp 3. The album has not even been out for 24 hours, but we've already seen the highlights on the album. Joe, tell me what you think about the album so far.
This album has a total of
a million songs.
A million songs, I believe. And it has a mix of hype music, upbeat music, and that nice chill vibe you want to just kick back to, have a cold one with your homie, you know, and just chill.
You know, I'm a big Soy Lee fan, but I think Slim Jimmy might have got him. I don't know. It's, you know, I love Soy Lee, dude. It's close. I don't know. Okay.
C-L-O-S-E.
I like that. All right, so the two songs we got, what are they, Joe?
It's Bedtime Stories and Buckets.
These two songs, I picked Bedtime Stories because, you know, I'm a big Weeknd fan. Joe came with Buckets. Buckets, I think it might be the hardest beat on the album. I don't know. Let us know what you think below. Check them out. All right, so at number 2 on the list, we got Spoil My Night by Post Malone off of Beer Bongs and Bentleys. To me, this is the top song on the album. Joe, what do you think?
It is one of my favorite songs of the album, and I do like the whole album. All his songs are bangers, but this song right here...
Post Malone delivers, huh? He delivers. He delivers. There. Soy Lee seems to be on this list a lot. It's because ever since we started this podcast, he's just exploded with songs, you know. It's because he knows that I started a podcast.
He spoils
our night. That was almost as good as C-L-O-S-E, Joe. All right, so check out this song below, Spoil My Night, featuring Soy Lee. Check it out. Let us know what you think on Twitter. All right, Joe, to conclude this week's list, we got SaBaby in his return since his Sundust mixtape. We got Outstanding featuring 21. It's another smooth beat having flex songs. You already know what it is. All he does is come on here and tell us how much money he has, how much jewelry he has. It's one of those songs. I don't really want to say it's unique. It's just a banger in my eyes, you know. He just puts it down on the track.
Just flexing on the haters.
That's all he does. It's just another one of those songs. He's going to tell you how big his watch is, how much money he has, and how much money we don't. So check it out and let me know what you think below. All right, Joe. So for Slept On of the Week, we got another young trapper who's, I mean, it sounds to me like his pullout game is strong because he's got a song called Pullout Game. He made a song about you. I don't know why. He's another young trapper. He's got a mixtape out. It's called XOXO. It's been out for a minute now. I've been listening to this artist for about a year. I really don't know why he hasn't blown up yet. So I'm going to try to give him a platform as best as I can. Go check him out. I think in the next year, he's going to be a household name. Mm-hmm. And he made a song about Joe. It was very clear. What do you think? What do you think about the artist, Joe?
I don't think it's very clear that it's my song, but I respect it. You know, Pull Out Game is one of the first songs I heard with Lil Tracy. And I've never really heard this dude before, but, you know, once I heard it, it was a nice, upbeat song, and I was vibing to it, and I really liked it, and, you know, he is really slept on. I never heard of him, but best believe I'm definitely going to be listening to him, so.
Yeah, you know, if you're a fan of Ugly God or rappers like that, I think you'll really like this artist. He's another one of those dirty artists who's not afraid to say anything on the mic. As you can tell by the title to this song, and when you hear the lyrics, it's dirty. So if you're young or whatever, you might want to listen to the clean version or just not listen to this song at all because it is a little dirty. But check it out. It is a banger. It's got a good beat. He's got a very good flow. I don't want to say he's a lyricist, but he's not like the rest of the mumble rappers where he's just like freaking rapping about lean and jewelry and stuff. Well, yeah. He is doing those things, but he does it clearly in a lyrical way. Yeah. Check him out, Lil Tracy below. Let me know what you think about him on Twitter. Tweet at me, DM me, or Joe. You already know what it is. Joe, this is your song. Let's get it. All right, everyone, that concludes this week's list. Thank you for checking out episode 4. We hope you enjoyed the 4 songs, and we hope you enjoyed Lil Tracy. Come back next week. You already know we're going to have more bangers. Thank you for tuning in. This is This is a month in a row we've done this, Joe. I think we've gotten better, or maybe we just suck. Who knows? We all know I suck.
We've for sure gotten better. More and more people started tuning in, started listening, started enjoying what we do, and you know, that's what we want in here. We just want other people to enjoy
the music
we provide for them. And
that's this is it, you know? Music is a big passion of mine. I love listening to music. I love, I even make songs sometimes, you know, just because I feel like I can make number one hit. I don't know, because with the songs nowadays, like the Catch Me Outside Girl, I think I could do that, to be honest. But anyways, I'm getting off topic. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed these artists. Let me know if you want me to do a song that you haven't seen on here yet, or let me know if you want to come on the show. Come talk to me and Joe and ask us whatever questions about music you want, because I'm going to be able to answer them. Joe's going to be able to answer them. Come check it out. Let us know on Twitter. Joe, what you got?
I just want to give a quick little shout out to
Essa.
Not Essa, the main girl, Issa. You know, the main, the one, the only. Right now, it's going good, happy. So shout out to her.
You know, this is very disappointing to me because, you know, when me and Joe first met, I thought I was going to be the one, but I'm really just not. But anyways, I'm going to go cry now. So that concludes this week's list. Come check us out. We are going to do an episode next week. You know what, Joe? Why don't we shoot an episode for Saturday? How does that sound? If you guys messing with it, we're going to drop an episode Saturday. Let us know. We don't always need to do new songs. We could do old bangers. We could do R&B bangers. We could do rock music. We could do gospel music. Whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys are into. Let us know on Twitter. I'm out. Joe.
Joe and I out. Stay tuned.
Let's get it.